On today's episode, we have a collection of stories from CT. Welcome to Paranormal Porkopolis, a podcast about the Queen City of Cincinnati and the ghost who haunt her.
Today we have four short stories from CT. The first one starts, "This happened in the spring of 2008. This was on Cincinnati's west side on Bender Road. That area has a nature preserve called Bender Mountain and has a pioneer cemetery and a history of being haunted. I have hiked around there many times and never have had any troubles. So this was my senior year of high school, and as high school kids do, they drive around when they are bored. It was just the three of us in the car. I'm in the passenger seat. It's dark outside, but there are many streetlights in the very dark area, so there were patches of lights dotting the road. We were about halfway down the winding road, going towards the river, when we came across the largest bend in the road. As we were driving down the curb, I saw a black silhouette of a very tall man walking into the street from the right-hand side. There were no features, just a solid black silhouette. The way the silhouette was walking was somewhat cliche, like the Beatles on the Abbey Road cover. At this point, we were going around the curve when I see this, expecting to see a man on the other side of the road as we even out from the bend. Across the street is well lit with a gravel parking lot for the nature preserve, and it is also used for the Metro bus. As we even out of the curve, I saw nothing on the other side of the road as we passed. I figured it was just a smudge in the windshield and my eyes were playing tricks on me. That was until I noticed that the driver of the car all of a sudden gripped the steering wheel and his knuckles were ghost white. I then asked, "Did you?" And he replies with a muffled, "Uh-huh, uh-huh." Then I described it and he says he saw the exact same thing. The passenger in the back seat is freaking out, not knowing what we were talking about, asking us what it was. When we told him, he didn't believe us whatsoever. I don't blame him. When I tell the story, I feel like no one believes me either. I wouldn't believe my own eyes if the driver didn't see it as well, but the shadow was so defined as it crossed the street. The driver was scared and we ended up ending our drive and going back to his place. Okay, her second story says this happened in the summer of 2010. I planned on going to see a concert at the Southgate House in Newport, Kentucky, now known as the Thompson House. I had a feeling that it would be sold out, so I decided to go buy tickets during the daytime, so the place was quite quiet. The building was open, so I entered somewhere around 2 in the afternoon. I went into the bar and no one was there, so I started wandering around all the other rooms on the first floor. Still no one. I never bought tickets before a show at the place, so I wasn't sure where to get them. So I started walking up the stairs to the landing. As I'm walking up, a younger guy, I would say in his early 20s, is walking down. He was dressed in what I thought at the time was kind of a cute hipster military look. He had a military-style hat and a button-up military-style jacket. Didn't really look at his pants or shoes. He had short, sandy brown hair and was attractive. I was walking up the stairs on my right, and he was walking down. We looked at each other and gave that typical, friendly, awkward smirk you give when you're passing someone in a quiet area. I wanted to ask him if he knew where to buy tickets from, but I was only 20 and was still very shy at the time. I figured they were sold somewhere upstairs, and he probably just got some. So I walked up to the second floor and it was all empty rooms. I walked back downstairs and checked the bar. Finally, someone was there and I got my tickets. Never thought anything of it until almost a year later. I was reading a website of haunted places in the area when the Southgate House popped up. It was a story of how a young Civil War soldier with sandy hair is known to haunt the area and appears solid and has been known to talk to patrons there. It all of a sudden made me think of the one time I got tickets and immediately Googled Confederate soldier uniform, and sure enough, it was identical to the one the guy was wearing. I was in a bit of disbelief, but I knew what I saw when I was there. I'm not sure if someone dresses up as the guy or what, but he was real looking as any other person. For her third story, this was between 2010 and 2011 at Burnett Woods, Clifton. I had a roommate that got a dog. He never took very good care of him besides giving him too many treats. Growing up with dogs, naturally I took to taking care of him, such as taking him out to do his business and taking him for lots of walks. I was living in Clifton Heights at the time, so I always took him to Burnett Woods whenever I could, as I loved hiking. Those familiar with the park know that it's not big, but does have decent little hiking trails. So whenever we went, we'd basically go on every trail, even some that weren't exactly trails. There was this particular staircase that led from the bandstand to the playground area. For whatever reason, I would rarely take the staircase, even though it would make a lot of sense. Still, I never would. I wouldn't say that I was scared or got a huge sense of dread about them. It was more like something was off. Something just wasn't quite right on that route. So as time went on, I picked up a book at the library called Queen City Gothic, a very good book. As I was reading this book, I came across the tale of the Cincinnati Strangler. He went around murdering little old ladies. I got to the part of the story where the man happened to murder a lady right on that very staircase. He murdered her early in the morning hours, threw her body off to the side, and tied up her dog unharmed at the light post that is there. It gave me cold chills as I read that, and I was still living in the same area and frequenting the park at the time. It really creeped me out because I knew there was just something off about that area. CT's fourth story is about a family house in Sailor Park. This one is a bit complex, but I'll make it as easy as possible. My family built and used to own a house in Sailor Park. I've been told that it was built by a great uncle of mine. That uncle had committed suicide in the house. There were two bedrooms in the upstairs floor. When you open the door, there is a staircase that takes you to the attic, and right there at the top of the stairs is where he hung himself. I've never been to the attic. I've only seen the staircase once, and it gave me intense cold chills, and I was quite terrified. The man is described as a short man, with round, black-framed, thick-lens glasses, and a suit with a bow tie. I've always pictured him looking like the dummy character from the Goosebumps series. As a child, I've stayed in this room, played all around the house, including in the creepy basement, and have never had any experiences. My much older sister tells me that's because I was family and a young child, so they never bothered me. She claims to have seen the uncle several times, as she's had that bedroom where the closet was. Another ghost that haunts the house that I know of is that of my grandmother. She had died before I was born. I've been told her haunting is quite residual, and around the same time every night, you hear someone going up the stairs, and apparently that's her. I've also had my mother and uncle say that whenever you talk about her, she makes the TV go crazy, which I can say on many occasions that I've witnessed this happening, to the point where my older sister and I would beg them to stop because we were young kids and it scared us so much. Whenever they would change the subject, the TV would go back to normal. This was way before they changed to digital. My sister also told me she was living with her boyfriend there once and he was slightly abusive. One time, when he was using the bathroom, the locked bathroom door flung open and started slamming open and shut on him. He apparently ran out with his pants around his ankles. As I've said before, I've never really dealt with anything besides the TV. Besides the two known ghosts, my uncle and grandfather have also passed away in the house 5 years from each other. It is unknown whether they are tied to the property or not. Fast forward about 10 years to the spring of 2015. I had just moved back from out of the state and was staying with my older sister at the time. My sister and her now husband are quite the stoners. We were on our way to our Easter celebration and they wanted to pick up some weed. My brother-in-law said that he was going to pick up some from his friends in Sailor Park. When we got to the place, it just so happened where he was getting it from was the very house that belonged to my family for so many years. My sister freaked out and said this was our childhood home and asked if we could go inside with them. It was a small family there, a single father and his two sons and one of the son's girlfriends. We went inside and my sister is telling them how she used to live there and everything. She then proceeds to ask them if anything weird has happened, and all of a sudden everyone that lived there in the room turned to look at her and went pale. They apparently have dealt with a lot of crazy paranormal activity there. Door slamming, things being thrown from shelves, even being pushed down the staircase. They went on to tell her how they really hated living there and how crazy the activity had been for them. The son and the girlfriend had been dealing with most of the activity going on. They even figured out that it must be because they were having premarital sex, that whatever was there was incredibly displeased with that. I'm not shocked considering that my grandparents were born in the early 1900s. The man proceeded to take us over to the mantle that was in the living room and pointed to an urn on the mantle. He said that he brought in some of his mother's cremation remains, and that actually helped die down a lot of the crazy activity that was going on in the house. This was one of the weirdest experiences I've ever had, and one that had been corroborated with complete strangers. This family did not know my sister and I whatsoever, and even what was going on in the house until my sister told them about the spirits and the deaths. They even mentioned how terrified they were of the closet in the upstairs bedroom. When we left, I told my sister I had no idea it was that crazy, because I was young and never really experienced anything. She told me that it was because I was family and they never really messed with family because, well, why? To this day, I don't know who lives there or what they've experienced, but now I definitely know that all those crazy stories are not fake whatsoever.
So, guys, what do you think?
That was very cheery.
Thanks, Christine. Simply Nail Logical YouTube.
What?
It's this nail polish channel. You know that special nail polish Heather and I bought that comes in that fancy box.
Heather and I? You mean Sam?
Sam. You know the fancy nail polish Taco. Sam and I bought. Yeah, Holo Taco. Christine did that. And
she used to be an actress, a child actress.
She did childhood commercials in like one movie, I think. And one of hers, she goes, "What do you think?" And yeah. She like does it all the time. So, sorry.
Hey, guys. Christine here with some nail polish.
So she's definitely like not. No, she's from Canada.
Okay. Hey, guys. This is Christine with some nail polish, eh?
She doesn't normally. She usually goes,
Bian!
Bian!
It's her boyfriend's name. He brings her tea.
Oh. That's nice.
You'd like her. You should watch.
She's quite fun. She curses a lot.
Jordan and I over in the IES, we became friends because she watches Christine Simply Nail Logical.
There you go.
We're getting off track here.
Sorry. Don't put any of that in. Steve,
no, probably. You should.
Okay, you can put it in there. I'm sorry.
Why? It has nothing to do with the story.
That's what people seem to love about the end part.
It is, yeah.
So sorry, everyone. So there was some stories that we talked about.
We should talk about them.
So the first one was the Bender Cemetery.
Not a cemetery. It's a park, like the Pioneer Park, right? The Bender Mountain and a Pioneer Cemetery. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay. So.
It was like a shadow person?
Yeah, it was a shadow person.
So I don't know where Bender Mountain is, though.
I don't either.
Is that on the west side?
It says it's on the west side, and you don't like the west side, so I'm not surprised.
Okay, can we not keep that in before I offend all the snowflakes on the west side of town?
I think that they understand.
I like the west side.
Their side's weird.
Their side is weird.
I say the west side is the best side. Okay. But I also say north side, the town, is the best side, even though it's not really
a side.
Yeah. Anyway, that's creepy. Shadow creatures are evil, and you can never get rid of them. So have fun with that, CT.
Yeah. Clearly, you know, that was back in 2008, so you should be safe.
Yeah.
You haven't seen them again. You're fine.
What if it was, like, the Slender Man?
Ooh. I wonder if, like, on the road, maybe, like, a lot of people see a shadow person.
I thought Slender Man, you had to call.
I have no idea.
You
I don't
have
know
to, like, stab your friend
it.
400 times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You do have to kill your friend in this.
They didn't kill her. That's
they
why
tried.
They failed.
Very good. This one. Nobody died.
Yeah. And they made him up, which was even worse.
We'll have to, like, take a little trip to Bender Road.
I'm available.
Are you?
Saturday nights.
Okay.
Always available.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I will not be sober on a Saturday night.
I will drive as the one DD here.
Well, the spirits like the spirits. So if you are a little drunk, you're more open to them. That's a thing.
I'll keep my eyes on the road.
I learned it on Ghost in the Burbs.
Aw, thanks, Liz.
We miss you. The second story about the Southgate House.
Hot Soldier. Sorry.
Bet you already have a crush on him.
Oh, I'm set with this hot soldier.
You're like, I'll talk to any ghost boy.
Yeah.
I feel like when I slightly researched the Southgate House, a lot of people see ghosts there.
They see them, and they see them solid.
Yeah.
Like, they are there, and I want to go. We were just there, and I was like, oh, shit, there's a Southgate House. We didn't go in, but I, like, stared to see if I could see anything creepy.
I've been to the Southgate House, like, 3 or 4 times, and I've never seen anything. But I will also say I've never...
Hey, experiences.
I was going to go see a band and I forgot. I'm really disappointed because I wanted to do it as research.
Been upstairs.
We'll write it off on our taxes. This concert
the
was for research.
Upstairs, like, so packed. So if you saw a ghost and they're supposed to be as solid as they say they are, you wouldn't even notice because it's so packed up there. And then I went to another concert.
And who'd you see?
Upstairs, no idea. It was just like some random band.
Oh, okay.
And then downstairs, we saw Suicide Machines.
I wanted to see 500 Miles to Memphis. It's a really great band, but I forgot. So here we are. I did not go, but I will go. I want to go. It's a bar, so it's open. I mean, you can go and
actually
see all the ghosts.
I could be wrong. It might have been H2O. No idea. It was one of Corey's bands. So
Sam was drunk.
Yeah,
I was, and I insulted another band.
So she probably didn't, like, interacted with a ghost.
There weren't a lot of people the second time we went. And then the two other times, it was just a quick pop in and out. Like, we were already partying in Newport, and it's down there, so.
Yeah.
I've never been.
Have you seen it?
I've seen the building. I think the building's pretty cool, but yeah, I've just never... Really cool.
If it's a house that's going to be haunted, it is definitely...
I've never been cool enough to go to a show there. I'm also, like, just such a grandma. Like...
You are.
I'm like, oh my god, there's going to be other people there. Like, can it be quieter? Like...
Now that I'm older, I was only 21. I think the last time I went was 2 or 3 years ago. But the first time I went, I was 21. So I was like, yay, people.
Yeah. I would only be scamming for dudes. Married now, so that's over.
Well, apparently there's quite a few ghosts there, so you might have a good chance of going and seeing one.
Yes.
So, Burnett Woods. I've been to Burnett Woods recently, and I walked up the staircase that CT has talked about. I did not feel anything creepy, but it kind of freaks me out that someone was murdered there.
Was it just one? It was the strangler. Like, I mean, I feel like if you get that name, you've had to have strangled more than one.
Well, maybe not in the staircase, though.
Just in that staircase.
Yeah, a little old lady. How fucking sad. At least they didn't kill her dog, but still.
Thank you, strangler, for not murdering the dog.
Just, like, tossed her body to the side. I don't know. I went on a birding trip there, and someone had tied balloons. Kill wildlife, so stop having balloons in the outdoors. Just stop it.
We are now an environmental podcast.
Seriously. Like, it really causes a lot of damage. So if you're, like, sending balloons to heaven, fucking stop.
Yeah, because you're murdering birds.
Yeah, it's just senseless. Stop doing it.
And when they get in the waterways. I've never been to Burnett Woods, but now I want to go.
I love it. I really like it.
Is it...
I feel like that's where Anna takes her dog.
I think she does. Maddie said she used to run through there all the time and would scare herself.
Oh, I mean, I would be nervous about being a female and being there by myself. It's in Clifton, which, you know, it's Clifton's cool and also a little sketch. So just being a female in the woods anyway is creepy.
I was scared as a female in Joann Fabrics yesterday.
Why?
What?
This guy was, like, there, and I don't know why he was in the jewelry section. I was trying to buy some heat transfer vinyl to make Sam the Sweet Mothman and Flatwoods Monster shirt for Christmas. It's not a surprise. I got excited. I showed her immediately after I drew it. But I needed some heat transfer vinyl. I had a gift card. Thanks, Alicia. So I went to Joann's, and this guy, he looked like he was cracked out, and he was in the jewelry section, like, going through stuff, and he was real skinny, and, like, just real sketch, and, like, and I had my son, and I was like, if it's going down,
but
I'm gonna kill you.
But the nice thing is, you can throw Milo at him to distract.
No, there were, like, sharp objects and stuff, so I could stab him with some things, and I don't know.
Do you have a Joann's Fabrics over by you, or did you go to Evendale?
No, we have one.
If we live in Eastgate, we have things.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got a Big Lots now. I can't even worry about it.
Didn't have a Big Lots in Anderson.
Yeah.
No demons.
Went to Big Lots. Not exciting. Sorry.
They don't have clothes.
You know, I would have to say that Big Lots has went downhill since I was a child.
The amount of money that they were charging for things was just, like, the same as if I went to any other store, and I'm like, where are my deals, Big Lots? So...
You go to Ollie's. My sister says it's a better version of Big Lots.
I went to Ollie's once and I got confused.
I've never been to
Ollie's. I bought some books for Milo. That's it.
I feel like I've been to an Ollie's in Kentucky with my mom, but I don't remember it very well. So I was sober. I just don't really remember it.
I was 12, so I was sober.
No, I mean, this was a couple of years ago, like before Christmas.
All right, and then the next one's her Sailor Park house.
Yes. Is Sailor Park, like, over down by you, or, like, by River Bend?
No, Park's on the west side.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
13 Below is near it.
Okay.
Yeah, 13...
So it's, like, by the river on the west side.
Yeah, because Corey's uncle lives in 13... Mm-hmm. In Sailor. He lives in 13 Below.
Lives in a brewery.
He lives in Sailor Park, because that's how we figured out where 13 Below was, because of where he lives.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah, I know what
you're talking about. So, Sailor Park is... Like, it's really nice. Like, in some areas, it's really nice. But then they also still have... It's the west side. So, some parts of it's really nice. Some parts, it's not. They've got homeless people.
Thus is the nature of the west side.
Yes.
So, I feel like there was a murder there recently. Like, a shooting?
Probably.
Yeah.
So, I just know we get to it from River Road. There's a sign that says Sailor Park. Mm. I used to think it was just a park, and I was like, that's very weird to have a whole sign for a park.
Right.
And Corey told me it was a neighborhood. So, yeah. What is up with people? First off, who lives in the house where your uncle hung themselves? I know, like, there are situations where you, like, can't get out of that, but holy crap.
So maybe it was, like, it happened, like a long time ago.
Did the grandma die in the house?
Yeah.
I never really...
Lots of people died in the house.
Because they said it was a 5-year gap. Mm-hmm. So the grandma then the uncle. Maybe the grandma led the uncle to kill himself. Like, maybe he was doing something weird.
That's like a weird thing to suggest.
Well, I'm just saying.
Maybe the uncle was just sad.
I mean, maybe he was sad that his mother passed away.
I feel like that happened before, though. There were, like, 2 other deaths.
Grandpa and uncle, there was one uncle, and then grandma, and then another, and then grandpa and uncle in 5 years.
Right, so there was 2 uncles. Oh,
okay. I took notes this time.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I just read my notes.
Premarital sex is what's written.
It says no premarital sex. Weed house, really, abusive pooping boyfriend.
I'm really glad the abusive boyfriend got fucked with, because fuck an abuser.
Yeah. No, I'm glad that her sister found a nicer person.
Right.
So there's a weed house. She bought some weed from her old childhood home. And I cannot believe, like, how much they were fucking with that new family, though. Like,
yeah, like I really like that. I'm hoping it's, like, a 15-year-old kid and his, like, 15-year-old girlfriend who were, like, getting on it because we're having sex before we're married.
I really hope that the people that are selling weed are not 15 years old.
No, the dad was selling it.
Don't know, but I assume the dad's selling it.
I assume as well, but don't make assumptions.
Yep.
Right.
But I really like that the child or the son really
CT,
thought,
please email us back and tell us who was selling the weed.
Please don't.
Just kidding.
CT, just email us back and give us the address.
No.
No.
That's
and
only...
they spell chocolate.
Yeah. Nice family. My uncle does live in Sailor Park, but he lives in a house that my great grandpa built.
Nice.
A Sears home. He used to buy your houses from the catalog.
I know.
Yes.
That is so cool.
I get it when my uncle dies. My great great grandpa Kottmeyer owned the Anderson Ferry, and he owned the post office. So the post office had the horses, and the horses actually walked on treadmills, which made the boat go, and that powered it across the ferry, across the river. And then my great-great-grandpa Kottmeyer put in the first steamboat ferry.
That is so cool.
It's very cool.
Really cool.
That is really awesome.
Yeah.
What a story.
I love the Sears catalogs, like, back in the day.
So is that where we get, like, craftsman-style homes? Is that where that term comes from?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Because when you're like, oh, it's a craftsman, you know, like, it's a Cape Cod or a ranch.
Yeah. Yeah, I just know, like, the Sears, because I have a Sears tricycle. It's, like, for adults, but it's got, like, a basket on the back between the two seats. It's so cute.
That's
I love
so
it.
Cool.
But it's from, like, the Sears catalog where you can buy houses and stuff when I researched it. It's
That's
so
cool.
Neat.
Do you know that people used to use Sears catalogs to wipe their butts? Because there were so many pages. So, like, when they were done with the catalog, they would use it as toilet paper.
Did you know my husband was a baby model on a Sears catalog?
What?
Did not know that.
Did he wipe his butt with his pictures?
No. His mom threw away the freaking catalog, and
what?
I'm so mad.
That's, oh, my God.
Yeah. He was a Sears model, and I was a JCPenney model, so.
You were a JCPenney model?
An in-store JCPenney model, but yes. We used to, there were, like, these modeling, like, stands.
I remember that.
And then, yeah, we would do our in-store modeling of different clothes at JCPenney.
Did you get money for it?
Nope.
Free clothes?
Nope.
They got free advertisement.
I just looked cute up there.
That's just cool.
I just did it when I was 8.
Did they flush the Sears catalog? Did they have flushing toilets?
No, this was like in outhouses. This was a long time ago. It wasn't like when there was indoor plumbing.
So say that can't flush well.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there was indoor plumbing, but people who had outhouses.
That's so cool, though. Sears, man, you made a full circle from the eyes of the ass.
Oh, I miss Sears.
I did love those catalogs as a kid, though. Like, going through.
Oh, my God, the toy one. Oh. Christmas one?
Just think about it. Milo does not have a Toys R Us catalog to go through this year. Luckily, everyone else came out with a catalog. So we got, like, the Target one. We got an Amazon one. I bet there's a Walmart one. So, like,
Amazon came out with a catalog?
Yeah.
We got one in the
mail. I got one in the mail.
I didn't get one.
Yeah. It came with, like, stickers for the kids to put stickers next to everything. But it doesn't have prices on anything.
I think Target's had stickers, too, didn't it?
Yeah. They both have. I love stickers.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Well, I really like the IKEA catalog, but it's my favorite catalog that comes in the mail.
I get the Front Gate catalog, and it's this bougie-ass catalog for, like, home stuff. But they always give you a 50% off coupon in it. I love that catalog. I'm like, oh, look at these cute bases. Oh, $400? Okay.
But we get, like, LTD commodities. Like, it just comes out, like, every quarter, I guess, we get one. And I get so excited because there's so much junk that I don't need that I didn't realize I needed until I saw the catalog.
Is that the one that would have, like, books for the bathroom? Like, weird shit like that?
There's books for the bathroom, like, different pajama pants, home decoration, like, nothing, like, useful, but I need it all. Like, really cool casserole dishes and, like, these bowls so your cereal doesn't get wet.
That's weird.
From milk.
Isn't that what's supposed to happen?
No. Like, you don't like soggy cereal. I don't put milk in my cereal. I put milk.
Almond milk in my cereal.
No. It doesn't change the sogginess factor.
If you should, I don't know.
I put milk in Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and that is all that I will put milk in.
Do you like it to get soggy, Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Yeah. Everything else I eat from the handful bread. Out of a bag.
No. I like to eat bread. Or cereal.
I like bread.
I think it was Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but my friend Ron just posted a Snapchat where he was eating, it was bread with peanut butter and then Cinnamon Toast Crunch on it as like a meal.
That sounds amazing, Ron.
That sounds like a really good drunk or super high meal.
Yeah.
So,
like, I would get shit-faced and then eat that. That would be delicious.
Speaking of food, Sam's sister Selena made these freaking pumpkin snickerdoodle cookies. She has hurt her foot. She works for the same company we work for, but in a different building. So we had to walk over there to get cookies because she couldn't walk down to the kitchen to put them with their Thanksgiving feast.
Her cookies were so good.
Oh, yeah. We each ate two.
Yep.
We'll probably message her after this and see if she's got any left.
I bet you I will have them at my Thanksgiving dinner.
I want to make them for Thanksgiving. I got to find the recipe.
Oh, my God. I thought you were asking for the recipe for the pupcakes one.
No, why the heck?
She was going to make those for Thanksgiving. I'm like, whoa, Heather.
No. Not making dog treats for Thanksgiving. Cat treats, maybe.
That's nice of you. Breezy gets Thanksgiving as well.
Yeah.
That wraps up today's episode. Thank you for listening to Paranormal Porkopolis. Don't forget to rate and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Music, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and send us your Cincinnati ghost stories at ParanormalPorkopolis.com. Join us in 2 weeks for another spooky story. Special thanks to CT for the story and to Katie for letting us use her office for recording. Thanks to Steve Albert for music and editing.
Happy haunting!